California made history this week when Governor Jerry Brown signed into law the Yes Means Yes Act to clarify and make explicit what constitutes consent in a sexual relationship. The law is intended to deal with the problem of sexual assault on college campuses and to encourage policies that will eliminate any ambiguities about when someone has given consent and when they cannot give consent. The law applies to all California post-secondary schools, public and private, that receive state money for student financial aid. Is the state intervening into something private between two adults, or is the state lifting a wall of secrecy that protects predators when people are vulnerable to being taken advantage of? Joining us is Sophie Karasik, who's a senior at UC Berkeley, co-founder of End Rape on Campus. Also with us, Michelle Dauber, who's a professor of law and sociology at Stanford University. Michelle helped write Stanford's sexual assault policy. Michelle and Sophie, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michelle, let's start with you here. How does a university deal with this law and design a policy that will satisfy the law and also be rational on a college campus where people are doing all kinds of things, presumably as private adults?
Well, I don't think it's difficult to design a policy to comply with the law. The law is very clear and gives lots of good guidance to colleges and universities. I think it's a very positive development. I think, in fact, it's a big victory for Sophie Karasik and Leah Francis and the other women who have really courageously advocated for a policy like this. And I think that it will really make it a lot easier, ultimately, to impose sanctions for sexual assault on college campuses.
Sophie, if this law had been in effect, in your experience, how would your situation have changed, if you could describe that for us?
Sure. So my situation is actually exactly the type of sexual assault that this is intended to help make easier to sanction predators. So I was sexually assaulted and I didn't say anything because I was afraid of what was going to happen if I said anything, but I did push him off. So it was very clear that it was not consensual. But actually, something that is important to know is that Berkeley does have an affirmative consent policy. And what is really critical portion of this bill is that investigators are required to be trained and actually know that this is the policy. So I think that what would have changed if it had been an affirmative consent policy is that perhaps the sanctions would have been higher, but he was in fact found in violation. He just wasn't sanctioned. So I think that having an affirmative consent policy is a necessary but not sufficient step for moving forward on this issue.
Professor Dauber, is this a burden of proof issue in that if someone gets into a situation like Sophie did, that they can either say, hey, I didn't give consent, or the defendant in this case, or the alleged predator, can say, I did give consent, and there are better tests for figuring out what that is? Or is this more about counseling and the imposition of sanctions in a college environment where state funding is involved?
It is the latter. It is about what the expectation the state of California sets for colleges and universities within the state that receive funding from the state for state student aid. But let me just return to something Sophie said, because I agree completely. At Stanford, we have had an affirmative consent policy for the past 2 years, and what implementation of that policy revealed was that some people, including decision makers, unfortunately, didn't really believe in affirmative consent. You know, it sounds good, yes means yes, but in practice, when it came time to impose sanctions and hold people accountable, they sort of lost the courage of their convictions and maybe reverted to some older ideas around consent. So the reason I think the law is a good thing is not that I think it's a magic bullet. It's that I think that law sends a powerful symbolic message and helps to change social norms. And I think that the in addition to the state sending a message to colleges, the law is sending a message to everyone about what we expect social norms to be on college campuses.
Sophie, why are you confident that this law will change behavior? Because many people have said that there's no evidence that these kinds of laws do change behavior, even though they do protect people like you in instances of sexual assault.
Sure. Well, I think it's actually already started to work. We're currently engaging in a very public national dialogue about consent and about the concept of affirmative consent, which is a really big paradigm shift just in that conversation alone. A lot of the time in previous years, we've heard the focus be on no means no, and now we're changing that to be yes means yes. And students on Berkeley's campus and students on campuses across the country that I've spoken with are already talking about this, already talking about enthusiastic consent as the model that we should be following. For example, I recently gave a mini consent workshop outside of a party, and I asked, you know, what does consent mean to you? What are some ways that you would ask for consent? And some of the students immediately knew, oh, of course I would ask them if this is okay. Some students didn't know the answer, but were very grateful when I did say to them, you know, this is an easy way that you can do this. And they were pleasantly surprised that it wasn't that hard.
Michelle Dauber, why is this not an intrusive act by the state?
It isn't an intrusive act. Colleges and universities have the responsibility for creating an orderly and disciplined environment on campus for all kinds of things, not just sexual assault, but also hazing, which is actually quite similar to sexual assault in some ways. Other kinds of violence that occurs between students on campus. It's unacceptable to have an epidemic of violence against women students on college campuses. The federal government has said that, the vice president, the president, Congress, and now the state of California. And I think all the wheels are now, you know, turning in the same direction. And that's good. Like I said, it's not a magic bullet, but it will help ultimately to hold students accountable for these offenses.
Legal history in California. That's the conversation. We're talking with Michelle Dauber, who's a professor of law and sociology at Stanford University. She helped write Stanford's sexual assault policy. And we're talking about the Yes Means Yes Act that was signed by Jerry Brown yesterday in California. Also, Sophie Karasik, senior at UC Berkeley, co-founder of End Rape on Campus. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.